White. Norfolk Villa, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. October 6, 1895. Dear son Willie, I have considerable matter that I wish Fanny to prepare if she is in any condition to do this. If not, then it must go. I think it would be cheaper for her to come down here than send a typewriter up there, with no place to accommodate her, and let her remain here, with Maggie leaving for the camp meeting. This is the only way I can see out of the present difficulty. May Israel's failure here is making quite a disappointment to me. But if Fanny can put in 2 weeks of good, solid work, or even 1 week, then it will pay. Considerable could be prepared. Think of this, Willie, and then send her without delay, and matter shall be put in her hands at once. She may like such a change. She will be accommodated at our house. I am gaining in strength for the last 2 days. This morning, May and the two children, Ella and Mabel, go with us to call on brother and sister Belden. If they will take Edith until I get home again, I shall feel relieved. Would it not be well to locate, while you are at Avondale, Kurrenbong, a water closet? Not an extra nice thing, but we shall need one when we get on the land. Will you plan a henyard and henhouse while there, and some of these things rough hands can do? Willie Camp might do a good job with the assistance, in counsel, of the experienced workmen. And the house you talked of building, let the rooms be four, and a lean-to kitchen, and the rooms good, sizable rooms. Think of this, and then you can plan as you deem best. If you think it best to take in the land adjoining ours, to the fence next the main road where we go out of the bars, you can have it reserved until I can pay for it as money shall come in, for I suppose they need the money. I speak of this now because of the fencing. Or, if you choose some other sections of land on school ground, you can mention it. It is now October 6th. I need not leave here for fully 2 weeks to come, or not until the 22nd. May received your letter, but we could not feel it the best thing to do to make a visit to Kurrenbong just now, when there is so much to look after in getting ready for moving and for camp meeting. Just as soon as you can tell me what we are to expect in regard to the family that is left getting into the house, I shall be glad to hear. I know you have not had time to give information as yet. I am glad that the report is so good in regard to orchard and seeds that have been planted. I think more peas should be put in just about now. It would do no harm, but be an advantage, to lay brush over the squash and peas. Mother always did it. Then the burning rays of the sun did not dry the pea vines and the squash vines. But we are going now to Byron Belden's. In love. Mother.